Everything is inspired by the teachings of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is the founder and charter of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Today our topic is, what are you hiding? Krishna, which is our name for God, He's put hidden talents, abilities, and gifts inside of each and every one of us, given us yearnings, dreams, and goals that are unique to ourselves and our life. Each one of us has things to offer that nobody else can. But it's easy to let fear hold you back. Fear of failure, fear of what people will think, fear of the unknown. What if I try and it doesn't happen? What if I don't have the talent? What if people make fun of me? Too often we let the what ifs talk us out of it. Many of people are living with hidden dreams, hidden talent, hidden potential. They have in them books, they have in them songs, they have in them businesses, they have in them leadership skills, but they're discounting themselves, taking themselves out of the game, wasting time by comparing themselves to their friends, their business associates, recalling the mistakes they've made in the past, the times they were embarrassed. Our message today is very simple. Quit hiding what Krishna's given you. Don't light a candle and then hide it under a bucket. When Krishna breathed His life into you, He lit a candle. He created you to shine, to make a difference. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Don't let fear talk you out of it. Don't play it safe. You can play it safe your whole life and never become who you were created to be. This is John Milton, the poet on courage. Quote, I cannot praise a fugitive and cloistered virtue, unexercised and hidden, that never sallies out to see the light of day, but slinks out of the race, and never attempts with dust and heat to capture the winner's garland. On purpose, Krishna will put you in situations that look too big, overwhelming. It's because Krishna knows what He put in you. He knows of what you're capable. How? He created you. You'll be tempted to shrink back, play it safe, hide your gift. But if you'll take that step of faith, Krishna will show up and help you do what you couldn't do on your own. Here's the key. You can't wait until the fear goes away and then you'll do it. When I get my courage up, then I'll teach that class. When the economy turns around, then I'll start my business. No, the fear may never go away. You're going to have to do it in spite of the fear. That's what faith is all about. I feel afraid, but fear is not going to control my life. I'm going to take a step of faith. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One night at a circus, the tent was packed with thousands of people. It was time for the tiger trainer to come out and perform. He bowed to the audience, went inside the cage. A hush drifted over everyone as the door was locked behind him. The trainer skillfully put the tigers through their paces, but suddenly there was a huge pop, followed by a complete blackout in the tent. For several long minutes, the trainer was trapped in the cage with the tigers in total darkness. The trainer knew that the tigers could see him with their powerful vision, but he couldn't see them. All he had was a whip and a small chair to protect himself. Finally, the lights came back on, and the trainer finished his performance. Everyone was amazed that he wasn't attacked, and they were afraid for him during that period of darkness. The trainer was interviewed by a local television reporter. The trainer admitted how scared he was, but during the blackout, he realized that the tigers did not know that he couldn't see them. He just kept cracking his whip, talking to them until the lights came back on. Similarly, in our own lives, no matter how dark it looks, no matter how desperate the situation seems, We need to act in faith in spite of the fear. In other words, faith it until you make Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Ram, Ram Ram, Hari Hari. No one who has ever done anything great in life has ever done it without fear. They felt the fear, but they were guided by the faith. And those are people, I think you'll agree with, that we can really admire. People who were scared to death, but they still did what needed to be done. One such person was Marshal Ney, the captain in Napoleon's army. Napoleon often referred to Marshal Ney as the bravest man he'd ever known. One morning before a battle, the captain's knees trembled so badly that he had trouble getting up on his horse. And when he was finally in the saddle, he looked down at his knees and he said with disgust, "Shake away, knees, you would shake worse than that if you knew where I'm going to take you today." You have the talents and gifts in you, which you may not even be aware of. Personally, I first became attracted to Krishna consciousness in 1970 in Australia when I met a devotee named Upendra. Upendra was a gifted speaker. I came to the temple two or three times a week just to hear him talk. And one day, he asked me to drive him to the airport. He was going to go to Fiji to start a new temple. So I asked him who would give the talks in his absence. And he said, "Charu, you will." I had only talked in public one or two times before in my life. I had no idea that I had public speaking in me. I didn't know if I could do it. I didn't know if I could think of things to say. I didn't know if people would like me. Some moments are destiny moments, now or never. Either take that step of faith or that moment will never pass you by again. So happened for the next 5 years, from 1970 to 1975, I'd go to a 1 hour Bhagavatam class just about every day. And on top of that, I spoke in schools, colleges, and often on radio and television. I wish I could say in the beginning that I was confident, full of faith, poised to jump in. But I felt just the opposite, unqualified, inadequate. Sometimes when you're closest to realizing your gift, you'll feel fear more than ever. That's Maya, the enemy, trying to deceive you into keeping your gift hidden. She doesn't want you to shine. She'll work overtime trying to convince you to shrink back, play it safe. That's when you've got to have the boldness to do it in spite of the fear. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Well, what if I fail? If you fail, get up and try again. Every failure is preparing you. You'll learn more through failure than you ever will through success. You'll learn more in the difficult times when it doesn't work out than you will in the good times. Sure, there were plenty of times when I got embarrassed, heckled, called out on something, but every one of those times, I learned something valuable. I would think about the way I should have answered, the way I should have responded, what I should have said, and the next time, I'd nail it. I'd get it right. It said that if you don't attempt anything, you don't get experience. If you don't get experience, you never learn. If you never learn, you'll not have success. It all starts with failure. Martin Luther King, at the beginning of his life, prayed, "Use me, God. Show me how to take who I am, who I want to be, and what I can do, and use it for purposes greater than myself." When we come to the end of life, nothing will be more painful, nothing will be more disappointing than to think, what would have happened if I had taken that step of faith? What would I have become if I hadn't let fear hold me back? Where would I be if I had not hidden my gifts, hidden my talents, hidden my creativity? Friends, life is short. Stir up what Krishna put in you. Make the most of this day. Don't let the fear of people, the fear of failure, the fear of being criticized hold you back. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. These are some words from the last talk that Martin Luther King gave in Memphis, Tennessee, the day before he was shot to death. Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead. But it doesn't matter with me now because I've been to the mountaintop and I don't mind. Like anyone, I'd like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that tonight. I just want to do God's will. And he's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. And I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I am not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. Well, True, I don't want anyone judging me. I don't want people talking badly about me. Can I tell you? Somebody's talking about you right now. Somebody somewhere is jealous of your success. Somebody is trying to discredit you. People are going to talk whether you settle or whether you stretch. You might as well stretch and pursue what Krishna's put in your heart. The good news is people can't keep you from your destiny. What they say does not determine who you are. You don't need to listen to the chatter. Krishna hears what they're saying. He'll fight your battles. He'll be your vindicator. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One of the best things I've learned in Krishna consciousness is that everyone is not supposed to be for you. Everyone is not supposed to like you. You can't reach your destiny without opposition, without negative chatter, without the critics. I heard a story about the legendary and notably tough football coach, Paul Bear Bryant. It had to do with one of his players who, in a race down the field in the midst of a big game, overtook an opponent about to score, even though the man in front of him with the ball was known to be a faster runner. When he was asked to explain his over and above exceptional performance, Bear Bryant's defensive player described the fear that turned him into a winner. That guy was running for a touchdown. But I was running for my life. Fear can have the effect of multiplying our strength when we put ourselves in the middle of what God wants us to do. As kites rise before the wind, danger and trouble often prompt us to find and utilize emotional reserves that we never knew were there until a crisis called them into play. Sometimes Krishna sends along a big enemy, a big challenge, causes a betrayal, brings us to the edge of disaster to light us up in an extraordinary way. I've learned that you can either talk yourself into your dreams or you can talk yourself out of your dreams. Quit telling yourself you can't do it. You don't have a good personality. You don't have the training. Get rid of those excuses. Start telling yourself what Krishna says about you. Mamayvam saji veloke jiva bhuta sanatana manasastani prakritishtani karsati. All living beings are my eternal fragmental parts and parcels. What does that mean? It means that Krishna created us from himself. He is Sachit Ananda Vigraha, the full-bodied form of knowledge, bliss, and eternity. And we are created from him just like sparks come out of a fire. As sparks have the same qualities of light and heat as a fire, similarly, we have God's qualities. God is a creator. You are creative. God is wise. You are also wise. God is powerful. You are also powerful. God is good looking. You are also good looking. And when you're tempted to give up because of fear, chant the holy names of the Lord. It is said that even fear personified is afraid of the names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, 25th chapter, 41st verse. Nanyatra mad bhagavata prarana purusheshara atmanam sarvabhutanam bhayam timram nivartite. The terrible fears of birth and death can never be forsaken by anyone who resorts to any other shelter than the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, the original source of all creation and also the Supreme Soul of all souls. What are you hiding? Gifts, personality, afraid to come out of your shell, afraid people may not accept you? Don't you think it's time to come out of hiding? Don't you think it's time to let your light shine? Quit hiding your smile. Brighten our day. Quit hiding your encouragement. Lift someone up. Make the world better. If Krishna's given you the gift to sing, well, start singing. If Krishna's given you the gift to write, start writing. If Krishna's given you the gift to build, start building. If he's given you the gift to teach, start teaching. Those gifts were never meant to stay hidden. They're not doing you any good, nor is it doing anyone else any good as long as you keep it to yourself. You have to release it. Do you know where the wealthiest places in the world are? You'd think they'd be the diamond mines of South Africa, where there are billions and billions of dollars worth of jewels. Or you might think in the Middle East, where they have the oil fields. The truth is, the wealthiest places in the world are not in South Africa. They're not in the Middle East. But they are the graveyards. Buried in those graves are hidden dreams, books that were never written, songs that were never sung, businesses never started, inventions never invented. We're asking you tonight to don't go to your grave with regrets, with unreleased talents. Release what you have. The sooner the better. Krishna didn't give you that dream so it could stay buried. He's expecting you to bring it out, to pursue it, to sharpen it, to cultivate it. We have a responsibility. Krishna's entrusted us with gifts and talents. Now don't take it lightly. Don't live passively, just taking whatever life sends your way. Shake off the complacency and get focused. What would you accomplish if you weeded out those things that are not helping you move forward? Where would you be at this time next year if you got rid of the distractions? Things not producing good fruit. You put all your effort into the main things that Krishna put in your heart. We may do many things good, but you can't do many things great. Vyavishadma ka buddhi eka kuru nandana bahusha kaya nantasta buddhya vyavishayana. We have great gifts. Krishna has invested in us. He has entrusted us with valuables. What will you say when God asks, what did you do with what I gave you? Are you living fear-based, not willing to get out of your comfort zone, not putting effort into developing your gift? Have you buried it? Or are you living faith-based, growing, stretching, increasing, looking for opportunities? Krishna tells us that he has planted the seeds of greatness on the inside. This is a quote from Prabhupada. Devotional service is just like a seed sown in the heart of the living entity. If he goes on hearing and chanting, that seed fructifies just as a tree fructifies with regular watering. Thus, the spiritual plant of devotional service grows. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Let me ask you this. Are you burying what you should be showing and showing what you should be burying? Instead of showing your fear, showing insecurity, showing doubt, showing negativity, why don't you try burying all that and showing your talents, showing your skills, showing your smiles? If you'll bury your fear and show your faith, you'll see increase. Sometimes we belittle ourselves. We declare that we don't have much talent, no great abilities. Your gifts don't always come full blown. Look at a small seed, doesn't look like much, but one small seed is full of potential, has a huge oak tree in it with branches eventually spreading out 50 feet wide in all directions. Don't discount your gift because it seems small. Dr. Robert Schuller wrote in an article called Be an Extraordinary Person in an Ordinary World. He preached about how any fool can count the number of seeds in an apple, but only God can count the number of apples in one seed. One day he got a letter and a single seed in an envelope from a man who understood that principle. The man wrote, It was 1977, Dr. Schuller, and I lost half my crops. It was a bad, bad year. So wet, I couldn't get half of it harvested, and it didn't develop. So at the end of the year, in October, I would walk through the fields and try and pick up a bushel here and a piece there. And then I saw standing by itself a most extraordinary, unusual-looking soybean plant. I walked over and I was shocked by its size and its good looks. I went and carefully picked off the pods. There were 202 pods, and I opened them and counted out 503 soybeans. Took them home, kept them in a pan all winter. They dried out. Next spring, they just seemed special to me. In 1978, I took those 503 soybeans and I planted them in a little plot behind my house. And when October came, I harvested 32 pounds. 32 pounds. I dried them out in the winter, and in 1979, I took those 32 pounds and I planted them on 1 acre. And when October came, I harvested 2,409 pounds. And I planted them on 68 acres, which is all the land I had available at the time. In October, just a year ago, I harvested 2,100 bushels and cashed out for $15,000. Now, Dr. Schuller, one plant, 4 years later, $15,000. Not bad, is it? Here's your seed. As I said, your gift may seem small, but if you develop it, it'll open big doors. You don't have to have a great gift for Krishna to use you in a great way. Your gift may seem insignificant, but when you release it, Krishna will cause it to multiply. If you'll stop discounting what you have and start releasing it, Krishna will multiply your talent, multiply your influence, multiply your resources. Krishna does not always use the strongest, best-looking, most well-connected. He'll often choose that person or ability which seems small and then show his power in a greater way by multiplying it. That means it's not what you have, but what's important is what you're doing with what you have. Have you buried it, feeling unqualified, afraid, intimidated? Why? You're a child of the Most High God. You have the seeds of greatness within you. I'm asking you to get the dream out. Get that book out. Get that temple out. Get that restaurant out. Get that song out. Release it and watch what Krishna can do with it. He'll take you to where you could not go on your own. He'll exceed your expectations. Yes, your gift may seem small, and that obstacle looks way too big. Krishna is saying to you today, hello, you mighty hero of faith. Krishna sees what you can become. He's saying, why don't you stir up the gift? Why don't you see what's in your heart? I would not have put it there, Krishna says, if I wasn't going to bring it to pass and give you the means to do so. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We're asking you tonight to come out of hiding. Your gifts, your talents, the dreams, they've been buried too long. It's time to step up into who Krishna has created you to be. Don't bury your talent, bury your fear. Start releasing your talents. If you do this, you're going to accomplish dreams that are bigger than you thought possible. You're going to overcome obstacles that look insurmountable. In this life, you are going to release hidden treasures that Krishna buried within you. And the next life, you'll go back to home, back to God. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.